The Depores Pages Homilies. These homilies are a production of the Depores Pages. You can find all our podcasts at thefriar.org. The Friar, FRIAR.org. You can go to our website, or you can subscribe wherever you listen to your podcasts.
Fundamentally, the gospel message can be reduced to kind of four steps or phases or principles, if you will. First, and most important, is that we are loved beyond our wildest ability to imagine love. That God loves us more than we can possibly know. But it doesn't take much looking at our own lives and in the world we live to see that we've sinned. We have fallen short. And that could have been the end of the story were it not for the third part, which is God sending his Son so that we would have the possibility of salvation because of the forgiveness of our sins and the free gift of God. And then recognizing this, we discover that we have the obligation, the mission, the vocation to share this great good news with all we meet so that there might be more disciples of Jesus. Those four parts are essentially the gospel message in a nutshell. And we see almost all of them here in today's gospel. Zacchaeus, undoubtedly not a very popular guy in his day. He's Jewish, and he's a tax collector, which means that he has joined the Romans, not only in helping them in their governance of this very troublesome province of Palestine, but also, generally speaking, to be able to take more than he was due to collect. His immediate, if I've extorted anyone, suggests to me that perhaps there is a little bit of truth to the fact that he has extorted. But Jesus doesn't give up on him. And when Zacchaeus sees Jesus and recognizes his invitation, his life is not the same. We learn from the first reading and from the gospel that God longs to forgive us and to save us. That it is not the case that God waits in heaven simply to catch us, so that he can judge us and condemn us. Rather, God constantly, again and again and again, gives forth to us this invitation to have our sins forgiven. But we cannot take this for granted. Notice what Zacchaeus needs to do in the gospel. It is not enough that he simply says, "Oh, that's wonderful. I can continue to do whatever I want because God will forgive all of my sins." That's not why salvation came to Zacchaeus. Salvation came to Zacchaeus because he not only accepted the invitation, but more importantly, took on God's grace so that he could change his life. We might find in our own lives sometimes that it's difficult to believe that God could forgive us. Maybe we look at certain sins that we've committed over and over and over again in our life, and we say, "Wow, can God forgive this? I bring this sin to confession every time. I jokingly refer to my top 10 list of favorite sins because I just seem to keep bringing the same sins to confession. But each time that I'm generous, not generous, each time that I'm sincere in seeking and changing my life, receiving God's grace, and sincerely desiring to change, God forgives. But here's the real rub. Here's the real challenge. Not only is it a case that God forgives me, God forgives others too. And sometimes I find that even more difficult to accept. How could God possibly forgive the sins of that man, or that woman, or that child? Look at what they've done. How can God possibly forgive those sins? The first reading tells us because God is so unbelievably powerful. God is everything in our life. And so, will you open yourself today to the grace and forgiveness of God? Will you recognize and tell today that even the sin that seems impossible to forgive is not too impossible for God? Will you reach out today to offer the invitation of God's forgiveness, telling someone else that God is willing to save them, to forgive them? It's done really when we take the opportunity to place ourselves in the presence of God. How did it all begin for Zacchaeus? Because he wanted to see Jesus. How does it begin for us? Every time we want to see Jesus, whether it's in personal prayer or silent prayer or adoration or celebrating the sacraments, we're like Zacchaeus saying, "I want to see Jesus." In fact, when we come to Mass every Sunday, we are really like Zacchaeus in that tree, wanting to see Jesus. And indeed, we do. And when we do, we too can be like Zacchaeus, accepting God's grace to change our lives and to know that salvation comes to the house of our souls.